Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What is up, Wizards fans? Welcome to another Believe in Wizards Draft podcast. We're going to be talking about Cam Whitmore today, freshman wing, small forward, potentially power forward, whatever you want to label him, out of Villanova. If you're not familiar with Cam Whitmore, again, he's a freshman player. He'll be almost 19 years old, but still 18 on draft night, which is encouraging. He's from Odenton, Maryland, so shout out Anne Arundel County, where I'm also from. Per game this year, he averaged 12.5 points, 5.3 rebounds, 0.7 assists, 0.3 blocks, 1.4 steals, 1.6 turnovers, 1.7 fouls. He played 26 games. He missed several due to a wrist injury. He played 27 minutes a game. He shot 48% from the field, 34% from the three-point line on 4.2 attempts, and 70% from the free throw line. Just sort of the raw stats there. And I'm going to get into more about Cam Whitmore's game specifically with someone who covered him all year. I've got Tommy Godin coming on. He writes for VU Hoops. That's the Villanova SB Nation site. And he's also the host of the Road to the Garden podcast and the affiliated Road to the Garden website. They cover all things Big East. If you want to know more about Villanova or the Big East in general, like, Tommy is the guy to follow. You know, he's in these media availabilities. He's paying attention to the team. And, you know, whenever I need some updated information on stuff going on with the Big East, I check in with those guys. So they do a really good job. Tommy's great. And he provides some really good insight on Cam Whitmore coming up here in this episode. As always, we are brought to you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside hard iced teas, hard lemonades, hard everythings. They're all delicious. Whatever flavor you get, you can't go wrong. So make sure to check those out. It's that time of year where, you know, we're getting, listen to this summer pod. You need something to drink while you're doing it. I think that's a certainly refreshing option for you. We're also brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines and latest matchup reports for this year's NBA playoffs. BetOnline is your sports intel headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports insider wagering needs from basketball, MLB, NHL, golf, UFC, and boxing. It's the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your home. Get into the action today, so head to the website and join, and be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% off bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, with that out of the way, let's get to my conversation with Tommy Godin, focusing on Villanova freshman Cam Whitmore. All right. I am pleased to bring on Tommy Godin of VU Hoops. Tommy, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
I'm well, Matt. Thank you so much for having me on.
I think this is perfect timing. Villanova is always a place that Wizards fans wish they had more prospects from. And we might actually just have one guy sort of in our range this year in Cam Whitmore, freshman player, sort of 6'7"-ish. I guess maybe first question for you. Do we buy the 6'7"? Do we think he's actually that tall?
Yeah, seen him in person for sure. I mean, it's weird that they measure without shoes at the combine. Yeah, sure. You wear shoes any other time.
Right, exactly.
I've seen him 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". Yep. But any of those going along with 230 pounds is an NBA ready body. And he's only 18 years old. So whatever it is, 6'6 to 6'8, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I saw him in person too, and I buy the height for sure. Like, that's always a question with prospects of like how much do schools prop it up? And I think Villanova listed him at 6'7", and to their credit, that actually seems pretty legit. You know, like you said, maybe a couple, 3/4 of an inch, you know, one way or the other isn't a big deal. But you mentioned it, kind of a big presence as a freshman. You know, this is not the guy you're going to have to worry about needing like 2 years in the weight room to be NBA ready. Like, this is a physical, powerful, you know, powerfully built dude. And I think the Wizards could also use some of that too.
For sure. Yeah. And to go along with his power, he's a freak athlete. I saw him at the vertical jump. He had the second highest vertical jump over 40 inches at 6'8", 230. I mean, this kid came into Villanova ready to go from just a physical standpoint. He missed the first 7 games of the year for the Wildcats. He had surgery on his hand, his thumb specifically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, he just came in ready to go, and he looked different than a lot of the players that he went against this year.
It's one of those things where obviously Big East basketball is great. It's probably my favorite league to watch, but I think teams maybe, or people maybe more so think of the SEC or the Big 12 as like the super athletic league. And to your point, it did seem like he kind of stood out, you know, amongst competition in that particular conference this year.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just from the athletic, I mentioned it earlier, but I mean, he's a gifted athlete. And he works on it. I mean, you see him skying up for rebounds. And when we have a couple of those non-con games earlier in the year, one of his first games back against Penn, he had a putback dunk, and it was like, whoa, like that looked like you just handpicked an NBA All-Star and put him in the Big East. But yeah, I mean, his size and athletic ability is special and not something you get a whole lot, especially at Villanova.
Our previous general manager, Tommy Shepard, one of the first things he said when he took over is we are going to get athletic wings and wings that can shoot. And we really haven't done that at all since. I think Cam Whitmore is definitely the athletic wing. He shot 34% from three this year, but about 70% from the free throw line, you know, sort of that typical measure of translatability. I guess, do you buy his shooting long term?
Definitely. Yeah, he got off to a hot start, kind of cooled off a little bit. More importantly, I mean, he was 40% on catch and shoot threes,
yep.
Which is promising, and you can teach shooting. Mm-hmm. There's some things you can't teach, and shooting is definitely one of them. I do buy his shooting, especially as a shot maker. He's not, you know, a guy that will say, give me the ball and get out of my way. He's not there yet with his ball handling, but he's shifty left, right. He's quick. His first step for a guy his size is incredibly impressive. So yeah, I mean, definitely has his ceiling is through the roof, shot making and shooting. Yeah. I buy both.
I've seen a couple places, you know, list like, he's got a tight handle and things like that. I'm sort of more of the opinion with you that it was actually like kind of loose at times, but he's such like a quick first step, like sort of explosive, dynamic player that once he got somebody on his hip, it didn't really matter. And that's not to say that he won't make like a couple dribble moves here or there, but I actually thought that was the thing that got him into trouble a little bit this year. Like, he would dribble into traffic and have two or three defenders around him, and then didn't seem like he kind of knew when to kick it out or who to kick it out to necessarily. Did you also kind of observe that throughout the year that maybe you know, he kind of navigated himself into some trouble at times?
Definitely. Yeah. And that comes with being young. I mean, he'll still be 18 when the draft happens, but that was one of his shortcomings, especially more so the decision making. Mm-hmm. The tight handle, we're in the same boat there. I'm not sure if I buy that completely, but definitely shifty. When he tries to do too much with the ball, bad things happen. Whether he dribbles it off his foot, that happened more often than I care to admit, as not only a reporter, but a fan of the Villanova Wildcats. But sure. Yeah, there's a lot of NBA. I did a little bit of digging around earlier, because when you're so close to something, you kind of just want to take a step back and see what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. I did a little quick dive earlier to see if he had any NBA player comparisons, and I kept getting Jay Crowder and OG Anunoby, and I think he has a better handle than guys like that. I think he's closer to a Jaylen Brown type guy, maybe, who coming out of Cal wasn't he wasn't the sharpest, but he's winning on a team with Jason Tatum. And I think in the right situation, Cam Whitmore is going to be a winner.
I actually like that comp, and that's not one I've heard. And the handle is still a thing that gets Jaylen Brown into some trouble these days, but it's obviously much better and something he's made some strides on. Some other ones you hear are like a Miles Bridges, just because he's another big physical dunker. And, one of our Wizards Twitter buddies here threw out Kelly Oubre as a comp earlier today. I actually think that's a reasonable one. I think Oubre, just for Wizards fans, like, was a guy that people projected to be a shooter. But there wasn't a whole lot to back that up, really. And I think that's where Whitmore's at. Like, the shot doesn't look bad to me. There's some stuff where he doesn't get a ton of elevation, or the release is a little low. So he needs some time to kind of like be ready to shoot that ball. But I'm with you. I think long term, it's not like the Thompson twins or any of these guys were like, they're going to need a total overhaul from day one to be able to like hit a reasonable clip.
Oh, for sure. He's going to be an impact guy day one. As soon as he steps on the floor, we talked about it in the open. His body's there. The physicality's there. He's a smart player. I mean, choosing to go to Villanova is not a school that has one and dones. I mean, mm-hmm. It's been 25 years. Tim Thomas was our last one and done. None in the Jay Wright era. He came to Villanova wanting to build his game and get him ready. I mean, looking around, you guys got guys like Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson shining in the NBA, Sadiq Bey, the list goes on, and Kyle Lowry and their roles. And that's why he came to Villanova. And from the first day, that the first game that he played against Oklahoma to his last against Creighton, it was certainly, you could see improvement there. So I can't wait to see what he does in the summer league. Last summer, it was so much fun to cover him in the FIBA U18 USA games. He thrives in the summer. He's going to do great things in the summer league.
I think as Wizards fans, we're so desperate to have some of these prospects pop, and we've had a lot of guys that are solid, but nobody like with star potential. Whereas like with Cam, I think there is star potential there, but he could also do some of these little things day one, you know, while those skills continue to develop and mature. You mentioned smart player. We love the fact that Corey Kispert cuts a lot for the Wizards. I think Cam Whitmore is like a really good, smart cutter. And you can speak to this better than I can, but from my, you know, limited view of things, it seemed like point guard play was maybe a challenge for Villanova this year. So you didn't have guys necessarily, you know, helping him capitalize on all the smart cuts and reads that he actually made.
Definitely a smart cutter. I mean, his off the ball game on offense and defense is extremely underrated. He's an extremely smart cutter off the ball. He's a good passer. That kind of gets lost in the numbers. People pull up his, he averaged around one assist a game. I don't have the exact number, but I mean, that Villanova's offense, Kyle Neptune was dealt a tough hand. I'm not putting any blame on him, but I mean, our leading passer, Caleb Daniels, averaged like 2.5 assists a game. Mm-hmm. So watching some of Cam Whitmore's passes in person, you can see that he has the vision and he has the talent to be a good passer, just put in the right situation.
I'm a little jaded because and this is something I try to avoid. It's nice to be able to see prospects in person because I feel like you get a feel for physically how they'll hang in the NBA. But the first time I saw Cam in person was against Georgetown at Georgetown, and he kind of struggled in that game. So it was like, and I think they made a point of like not letting him do things he seemed comfortable doing. And it's like, well, okay, this is a little tougher to see, but I think he was in the right spots. It's just there weren't a lot of other guys on the team that were making a lot of plays for other people. Like he found himself in the dunker spot a couple times in that game, and there was nobody to really like penetrate and drop it off to him. And that's something I could see him doing on an NBA team day one. I don't know if it's the Wizards because we don't have a point guard that can get into the lane, but theoretically somebody could drive and kind of dump it off to him. He's also a guy who can go up and like catch lobs and stuff like that, which you don't get from a ton of small forwards, I would say.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, friends. Want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
For sure. Yeah. Freak athlete. The lap he caught against Georgetown in the Big East tournament, it was the highlight of Villanova's Big East tournament, short-lived run. But yeah, I mean, on offense and defense, I mean, he's a guy that could honestly, realistically, play a small ball five on defense as well. I mean, he's a willing and capable defender. I mean, Villanova center is 6'8", Eric Dixon. So, I mean,
not a big difference there. Yeah.
So, I mean, traditionally, Nova doesn't have a huge center, but Cam Whitmore had no problem going into the paint, being tough, being physical with these guys. And that translates to the next level pretty easily.
The Wizards, at least the players at the very least, have talked about next year wanting to play with more pace and to be a little more active in transition. And I think as fans, we're all kind of hoping that they make an upgrade at point guard that could help facilitate that a little bit more. But even with the guys they have, I feel like Cam Whitmore is somebody that they would love to see running the break with them and could be like an immediate transition threat. And it seemed like that was the case at Villanova this year, where like he would kill dudes just getting out on the break.
Absolutely. That's where he was at his best. And it was so much fun to watch. I mean, on defense, his, again, something you can't teach. He just has that natural instinct to get in between those passing lanes, intercept passes, tip balls, all of that stuff. And Holt's take it. I mean, you watch the DePaul game. He had two or three steals and two or three highlight finishes on the other end. He punishes the rim when he goes in. So that's fun to watch and certainly an asset in transition.
One of the questions we got about Cam Whitmore that I wanted to get your take on, and I think you mostly answered it there, but it was from Leonard Gray, and he wanted to mention Cam's defensive intensity a little bit. And to your point, there were a couple times where like Cam would like front the post on a bigger guy and steal the ball and then just take off himself. And you don't need the tightest handle for that. You've just got to be able to straight line drive. And if someone, you know, does try to foul him, he's like big and strong enough to finish through contact, it seems like.
Yeah, he was good at that. He was definitely good at that his freshman year. Absolutely. Yeah, he can definitely front the post. Like I said, great instincts. And he's a guy who's shifty enough to cover. I don't know if he could cover smaller point guard like the Chris Pauls, the Trae Youngs of the league, but he can definitely cover guards and go all the way down to the five. So yeah, he's versatile. He's smart. Got to work on his rebounding a little bit. That's another one of his shortcomings. He's athletic enough to get up there. Another one being when the game is out of hand, either we're up or down by a lot or enough. Mm-hmm. It seems that I don't want to say disinterested because I don't want to come for him in his character, but it just seems like he had a couple mind lapses on the defensive end, just letting guys cut behind him and stuff like that. So Neptune's a good coach. They iron that out towards the end of the year. That'll certainly get ironed out in the NBA. But aside from those two things, he's a willing and capable defender that will certainly translate well to the next level.
That's great to hear. I think at the very least for this Wizards team, if you can defend multiple positions, you can hit catch and shoot threes, and you can help in transition, and you can find open spots on the floor as a cutter. Like that's an immediate role he could come in and fill for this team. And it seems like he's pretty proficient in those areas. The rebounding is somewhere I think they need their three to rebound, just the way Porzingis and Gafford looked last year together. It's sort of rebounding isn't either of their fortes, it seems like. So, but at least if he has the tools to do that, that's another area he could theoretically come in and impact.
Yeah, he certainly has the tools to do that at the next level. And he's a guy, Cam, that's just going to put people in their seats. He has superstar potential. He's a freak athlete, 18 years old. He has so much room to grow. He's got the shot. He's versatile. He's willing. The Wizards were like, I saw some, I'm not too big into the NBA, but the Wizards were like one ball away from the number one pick.
Yeah, don't remind us, man. You just had a bunch of people sigh audibly while listening to this. That's going to be a pretty tough one for folks to swallow for a while. I believe that was the same thing in the Zion draft too. So we're really good at being like close, but not close enough.
My apologies, Wizards fans. But yeah, I don't know if I certainly wouldn't take him over, a guy like Wembanyama or Scoot or anything like that. But I mean, aside from that, the NBA draft is all about potential, and his age combined with his potential if you guys can get him at eight or if you move up for him, it'll be a home run for that franchise.
I feel like there's probably a pretty realistic shot where he's off the board before eight. But again, it's realistic enough that I thought this was a worthwhile convo, just how much people mention him as sort of like their number one guy they'd like to see. And that almost guarantees he'll be off the board by eight if Wizards fans actually want him. But that's sort of how we roll. I think I mentioned a little bit earlier, I felt like sometimes he would drive and get a little tunnel vision-y. And I think sometimes that happens when you're the star of a high school team and things like that. And now all of a sudden you're thrown into like a team concept. But I also thought that Villanova seemed like it sort of struggled with spacing last year a little bit more than you expect from Villanova teams, and mentioned that sort of lack of playmaking potentially. So do you think that like held him back from us being able to see like the best version of Cam?
Yeah, we have not seen the best version of Cam yet. I'm certain of that. The DePaul game, albeit a loss, that was probably the closest you're going to get. Villanova struggled all year with spacing. They didn't have a true point guard. Caleb Daniels did a good job for what he could do. He's not a true point guard. Mark Armstrong was a combo guard coming out of high school. So you have Slater and Dixon who are all 6'7", 6'8". And you throw Cam in there and it's just a mess. It's a traffic jam. And yeah, his shortcomings definitely would be his decision-making and carelessness. And he drives to the basket, dribbles it off his foot, albeit trying to do too much. So yeah, I do think he has a little bit of tunnel vision, but that'll get ironed out at the next level.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Friend of the show, Damo, asked, he said sort of concerns for him about it were lack of playmaking and then just sort of his half-court game. And I think we've talked a good about the playmaking, so we can kind of focus on the half-court game here a little bit. You mentioned 40% on catch-and-shoot threes, so I think he can be a spot-up threat. He can also attack closeouts. That's probably like a right away early role he can play. But again, this was my take. It seemed like he was much more comfortable as a shooter in those instances where he did have time to kind of set up and be squared away and take like a full rhythm jump shot. But then you'd see other times where he seemed to really love that step back move. And it looked pretty advanced, I think, for a college freshman.
If he can get that down, that step back kind of shifty dribble move, I mean, we're talking about a guy that's a perennial all-star. His shot is slow. His release is slow. Again, that can be taught. But he moving off the ball, you were talking about it earlier. He's an outstanding cutter. He knows the game of basketball very well. He's extremely smart in the half court set. He's not a guy that's going to handle the ball, not this point of his career. And you shouldn't really be expected to be anyway, 6'8", 230, just sure. Give him the ball. But he's going to be just fine in the half court set. Extremely smart, good cuts. And I think if he can speed up his release a little bit, he'll be an extremely effective shooter at the next level.
Das Turbo asked, can he make a left-handed layup? If so, draft him. That's a joke for Wizards fans because we have a couple players that we're still not sure can make a left-handed layup, even unguarded. It seemed like Cam loved to dribble or sorry, drive baseline, but especially from the left side of the court. And he didn't always finish with his left, but he was a proficient driver from the left side of the court. At least it seems like to me.
I got good news for the Wizards fans. Cam's actually ambidextrous, so he can shoot with his left and right hand, and he's proficient at both.
I love it. That's music to our ears. And let's see. Last one we got here, Justin Russett asked, would he be willing to pull an Eli Manning and demand to only play for the Wizards? We can only hope so, Justin. That would be very nice. I think that's kind of all I got for you here, Tommy. Anything else that Wizards fans should know about Cam Whitmore? You're around this team and program and you hear a lot of these things. What's sort of the vibe with Cam? Is he a well-liked dude, good teammate, that sort of stuff?
Cam's a great guy. I got the chance to spend good majority of the last year with him, seeing him 2-3 times a week in media availability. Mm-hmm. All the guys flock to him. You know, he's got that vibe, he's got that swagger. He's good and he knows it, but he's not cocky about it at all. Very humble, very respectful young man. He's going to do such big things at the next level. I'm so happy for him, very excited for him. I do hope he ends up in DC if my Sixers don't move up for him, even though they don't have a draft pick. Trade everyone.
You give us Maxi, we'll let you have Cam. How about that?
Where do I sign?
that would make Wizards fans very happy, I think. Well, although, I don't know. I think they would like Cam too. But
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Cam is definitely, I mean, he's a superstar. He's just got that vibe. He's got the swagger. He's got the athletic. He's got the highlight plays. Definitely well-liked in the locker room, well-respected on campus by not only his peers, but the teachers, people in the administration that I talked to. I'll say Cam's a delight. I've met his parents at the Big East tournament. Wonderful people. He's the whole package, and he's gonna be a great fit on whatever team he goes to because he's a winner.
Being a local guy, I think the Wizards could also sell the idea of having Anne Arundel County Heritage Nights. We love Heritage Nights here with the Wizards, so it'd be another local opportunity for them to do that. Tommy, most importantly, where can people find your work and more coverage and hopefully have a few more prospects to send our way here longer term?
Thank you so much. The Big East is popping right now. It's one of the best conferences in college basketball. So much more talent's coming in and out of it. So we cover it all on the page that I helped found, Road to the Garden. That's at @road2thegarden on Twitter. And then you can follow my socials at Tommy Godin Jr. on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Awesome. And I will put all the @ in the episode description here. So if you're listening to this and you want to follow Tommy online, well, you'll have the easy access to do that. Tommy, thank you again. And maybe we can follow up on this if he ends up a Wizard and talk a little bit more about how that fit looks.
I'd love to.
Awesome. All right, everybody, you know the drill. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. We are presented by betonline.ag, and we will check you next time.
love a classic chocolate chip cookie. Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, friends. Want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.